Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Jeff Boyer to the role, and he joins us now by phone from Detroit. Jeff, congratulations on the new position. I want to start with asking about the distinction of GM's safety culture. You've been at GM since 1976 when you started there. You've been a company man 40 years at the company. A lot of people focus on what you'll change. I want to start with what practices you will keep.
At GM, we're renewing our commitment to the safety, satisfaction, and peace of mind of our customers. We're resolving the ignition switch issue and taking full accountability for the problems that led to this recall.
What about processes? There was some talk that the processes were subpar here, especially in 2006 when GM switched the new design of the ignition switch hole shape from a slot. The engineers didn't assign a new part number, and there was also reportedly little documentation. The processes here is going to be scrutinized.
First of all, we've asked our outside investigators to look into that because we don't fully understand all of the facts of the matter. They can do a extremely good job of understanding those facts at a very detailed level. It's important that we understand the facts so we can take the appropriate actions and resolve the issues, identify which processes need to be tightened up and move forward.
Jeff, I love your track record, as Scarlett mentioned, back to 1976. Just as simple as this, what is your dialogue as the engineers are with your lawyer? What is the conversation between the eight lawyers in the room and you as the lonely engineer?
What I'd rather focus on, and quite frankly what my activities are focused on every day, is to drive consistency and transparency across our vehicle safety activities globally. It's all focused around safety and reliability of our GM vehicles. Right now, we want to make sure that we're taking care of the customers that are involved in the recall to make sure their vehicles are fixed promptly and we get the information to them that they need for peace of mind.
But Jeff, aren't I believing that these really significant problems occurred years ago, that these do not involve the present cars?
Once again, we need to have the benefit of the outside investigation to go back, look at all of the facts of the matter, understand what happened. We need to learn from this, get better, and move forward.
Hey, Jeff, admittedly a tough question, but look, you've been at the company for decades. What new can someone like you possibly bring to a reputation that, frankly, is in a tough spot right now?
Well, first and foremost, if you look at our vehicles, we have a very strong safety record. Our vehicles enjoy the recommendation of NCAP 5 stars, Insurance Institute Highway Safety, Top Safety Picks, and Consumer Reports Best Buy. So we certainly build on that going forward. What we need to do is simplify our process and make the processes more visible, more manageable, so that when issues are identified,
right,
we can resolve them quickly and take appropriate action with our customers.
All right, Jeff Boyer, thank you so much for joining us.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.